But like I say, we appreciate the privilege of being here this morning. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord and all He's done for us. Need your prayers this morning. Just be able to get ourselves out of the way and do that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. If you don't read with us, we're going to read some out of the book of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. This is the beginning of our revival week here at Mountain View Baptist Church, and we're thankful that we're here. We're thankful that you're here. Just trust and pray that you'll pray for the revival. Pray for the men come this week, and that we'll come back and support them throughout the week and do that we need to do in these services. We're going to start with the first verse. We've already said, very familiar scripture. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Now I believe that's all I'll read this morning and that of our hearing. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that. To be honest with you, I don't know what I have, if I have anything. And I know this is some very, very familiar scripture. But I thought about something that was said here this morning. Brother Mike got up and he said, we've got about 11 o'clock. Let's get started. We've got about 11 o'clock. Let's get started. There's some things that we hear all the time. Sometimes that they just, we hear them. And they'll soak in. Well, that's right. It's 11 o'clock. Time to get started. I'm going to try my best this morning to get myself out of the way. Do that, we feel the Lord laid on our hearts. And I'll be quite frank with you. You may think I've lost my mind. But I'm going to try to mind the Lord. Because it was 11 o'clock, let's get started, and I had nothing. That's not what I'm going to preach to you. But I sat there thinking as he made mention of that, all kinds of things went through my mind and my heart, and I began to think, it's 11 o'clock. Let's get started. Our revival begins. We've already said more than once, I guess, Brother Dwight, Brother Chris cannot bring a revival. They've not got one stored up. I'll promise you, even though they might think that they know what they're going to preach every night, that it'll change. Most of the time. Sometimes there's things that God gives a man that it's just it. It ain't gonna change. But there's a lot of times that I guess we get involved. We get to looking and we get to thinking and said, well, we got so many nights to preach and we've got it. We've got it. I hear that all the time out of this generation, by the way. You get to talking to the younger folks, and about the first thing comes out of their mouth, we got it. We got it. When it comes down to doing it, they ain't got it. I'm gonna wait just a minute. I'm gonna be a strange feller this morning. But I'm gonna wait just a minute. I've got something. I know I've got something. I just don't know what that something is. There's a lot of times you can see far. Far. You can go right up here on Fort Mountain. You can look out across this world, and you can see all kinds of things, all kinds of beauty. And you can see a long ways. How far can you see? You can see a long ways. You can see the smokestacks down yonder in Cartersville, Georgia. Plant Boeing on this mountain. I delivered a vehicle not too long ago over in Talking Rock. You turn off the main highway, and it was I'm not exaggerating, it was a mile, if not more, over hills and around. I just thought I was out in the woods, because that's all it was. And after a while, you come out over on top of a hill, and there's about two or three houses. On the backside, there's two or three buildings. I delivered the vehicle, and the man said it was for his wife. He said, but come on in. Had a little paperwork to do and stuff like that. He done the paperwork, and we hand it back to him, and we was fixing to go. And he said, come here, I want to show you something. And we walked through his house, and he had a house, had doors and windows galore. We went through them open doors, and we stepped out on the porch, and he said, look. Look. He said, this is what I get up for every day. This view. That's what he said. He said, I love it here. He said, my wife hates it. Imagine that. He said, but I love it. He said, the Lord's been good to me. He said, I can see a long way. I thought, you know, yeah, sometimes we can. Sometimes we can. You're going to have to pray this morning. But I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. You know why I'm going to wait? The Bible says, and I just read it to you, that they was waiting on the bridegroom. Was they not? They was waiting. Said why they slumbered and they slept. And lo, it's not 11 o'clock anymore. It's midnight. It's midnight. Preacher, what do you mean? You can live this life. Your life might be measured in 10 years. It might be measured in 20 years. It might be measured in 50 years, and it might be measured in 100 years. But I'll promise you, midnight's coming. Midnight's coming. Bible says they slumbered and they slept. In other words, all that means is that they carried on everyday normal business. That's what they done. What are you doing? What are you doing? I thought, as Mike said, it's 11 o'clock. It's time to get started. Time to get started. Do you know that right now is the time to prepare for midnight? Yes, it is. In your life, in my life. This is preparation time. To be prepared. Prepared. Ready. Ready to go. Call me, Lord. I'm ready to go. There's difference, my friend. They most certainly are. You might think you've got 10 more years. You might think you've got 50 more years. But listen, right now is the time to get ready for midnight. Midnight's coming. It's going to be different. I read to you, and you can read it again if you want to. But we wasn't living in the time they was living in. But the Bible says the kingdom of heaven was likened to 10 virgins. Had 5 wise, 5 foolish. Listen, folks. Listen. The 5 foolish did not get prepared, did not get ready for midnight. No, he didn't. They slumbered, they slept. In other words, they carried on just like they always did. And brethren, having knowledge that the bridegroom was coming. Yes, sir. They know that. I guarantee you these folks had a man to tell me the other day. He showed me a picture of a young man, about 40-year-old. Went into the hospital, had a little bit of heart trouble. They worked on his heart, sent him home, and circulation got cut off of one of his feet. Circulation got cut off of one of his foot. He showed me the picture, my friend. Not a pretty picture. The man lost his foot because circulation, my friend, was cut off. That's exactly what happens to me and you spiritually, my friend. When circulation is cut off, you don't know what this life holds for you today. How sad. Sometimes, how sad. But listen, it's 11 o'clock. Time to get started. You may think, well, preacher, I'm young. I got years ahead of me. I'm not trying to scare you this morning. I'm not trying to put you in a mode, my friend, to where you're terrified all the time. You shouldn't live that way. The truth of it is, midnight's coming. When are you going to get prepared? It's time. It's time. It's time. Preacher, I'm going to wait till one night this week. You know, that's okay. That's okay. But what if you don't make it to one night this week? Huh? What if you don't make it that far? I'm going to tell you something that one of the first people that I graduated with, they got killed in a car accident. Now, it wasn't a good situation, I'm going to be honest with you. Not a good situation. Hadn't been out of school about 3 months. Went to church one Sunday night, and I'm going to tell you something. And I'm going to show you what sin will do for you. Preacher, you ain't going to preach on sin. I want you to know that you will deal with sin one way or another. Yes, you will. You need to think that you'll get by. Millions get by, or so they think. So they think. We've got folks, my friend, that just ain't realizing that it's 11 o'clock and midnight's coming. Sad situation. We had a group of singers that sung at church that night down at Union Grove Baptist Church. And the piano player of that group, husband, got killed in a car accident with this woman that I graduated with. Huh? Not a pretty picture. Not a pretty picture. Preacher, what do you mean, my friend? That ain't right. That ain't right. This woman's husband was with this young lady. Something don't grind her. It just don't make the mustard. You hear me? These people, my friend, it's shame today. It's absolutely a shame. I went to work on public work Monday after I graduated on Friday. Well, I was already working. Worked the night over at Kloppman. But I went to work in a carpet mill. I wasn't going to work night shift. Got me a first shift job. Going to work days. That's when you work. Listen, it amazed me. It amazed me. In a plant facility, I was ignorant to a lot of things, hadn't been exposed to a lot of things. But brethren, this man going with that man's wife, and that husband over there going with this man's wife. Huh? Common knowledge. Common knowledge in the workplace. Listen, folks, it is sin. Do you know that? It is sin. It don't supposed to be that way. It don't supposed to. We're living in a day, my friend, to where they say, try them before you buy them. Do you know that? Pretty common. Pretty common. Live together. See if you like each other before you get married. Hogwash. It's sin. Isn't it? It's 11 o'clock. It's time to get started. Folks, midnight's coming. Yes, sir. It's coming. The Bible says that the bridegroom came. Did he not? And the five foolish got up and they had no oil. No oil in their vessels. Listen, listen, it won't be well with you. It won't be well with you if there's no oil in the vessel. You hear me? These folks, my friend, that thinks they can just live good enough. Now, I've said some things that you say, preacher, you ought not open people to such as that. They already know it. We're living in a world, my friend, where everybody wants to know everybody's business. I didn't grow up that way, and I'm not that way today. No, sir. There's things, my friend, the scripture will even tell you. Hast thou faith? Have it unto thyself, and that before God. Amen. It's pleasing in His eyes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But have you got oil in your lamp this morning? Have you? Have you got something, my friend, that'll give off light in your life? Did you know that we are the light? We are the light. You say, preacher, Jesus is the light. Jesus ain't here. Brethren, He's left His church here, and He's left her here to be the light. The light of the world. Yes, sir. Now, if we're the light, my friend, there ought not be no darkness. You hear me? Ought not to be. But some of us choose to live in a dark world. Yes, sir. Preacher, you can't believe that. I don't just believe it, I know it. I've seen evidence. People are satisfied. They're satisfied, my friend, with just things going their way. Yes, they are. Had five wise, had five foolish. The five wise, the Bible said that they had all in their vessel. Amen. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something else. The five foolish knowed they had all. You can't tell me that the world don't know. They know exactly who you are. They know exactly, my friend, what it takes to get the oil. Now I'm going to say this. It's 11 o'clock. And midnight's coming. You hear me? Midnight's coming. Have you got the oil? Have you got oil in your vessel? Not been too long ago, several months back, probably longer than I think, time gets away from us real quick. But I was looking in the old bits. And I was looking in this general area. And I run across a name of a young man that I met a few years ago. And I knowed how young he was. Waters. Waters was his last name. I'd talked to him several occasions, my friend. He'd come by the plant where I'd worked. His daddy was grooming him. Yep, grooming him. He was getting used to the industry. Yes, sir? And at this particular time, he was working in the lab. Yes, sir? Y'all can call me whatever you want to, but he's talking about getting married. And I'm thinking, well, you know, he's young. He's probably about time. He said, yeah. I said, I've already got a boy. What he said? He said, it's probably time to marry. The door got open. Yeah. Don't ask me how the door got open. Then I give him my portion. Mm-hmm. Preacher, I want you to know it ain't going to hurt anybody to know the truth. Amen. Not anybody. Amen. But it saddened my heart to run across his obit. Too young. Too young. You say, preacher, he's 20-something year old. Too young. Too young. Let me tell you something. I didn't know him that well, but I know enough about him to know that he had a decent head on him. But listen, just out having fun, things went wrong. They buried him. Way too young, Leroy. Way too young. Can I tell you something? It's 11 o'clock. Time to get started. Midnight's coming. Preacher, you ain't giving me but an hour. I want you to know you might have less than that. Time's not measured with God like we measure time. No, sir. How is it that the Lord himself, being the light of the world, he said, it's needful that I go away. He said, but when I go away, he said, ye shall be the light. Folks, that light's been handed down through the years. I just want you to know that it's 11 o'clock. It's time to get started. And midnight's coming. Midnight's coming. If I could be in your place for just a minute, I know what I'd do. Preacher, are you sure about that? I done it. You hear me? I done it. Little old 15-year-old boy, but I'll tell you something. There's something got a hold of me. There's something got a hold of my heart. There's something, my friend, that it come time for me. I believe midnight was fixing the crack. Yes, sir. But you know what? You know what? I got some extra time. That's the only way I know to tell you. I got some extra time. I'm going to tell you something, folks. My heart's broke. I told them in the room this morning before we prayed. I'm really concerned, my friend, about a lot of people. I'm really concerned, my friend, about a lot of people that has chosen not to help us carry the light. It's the only way I know to put it. There's things, my friend, in this world there's nothing wrong with until they get between us and God. Amen. Susan said it this morning, you don't have to get in the world for the world to be in you. No, you don't. You can backslide on the bench. A lot of people won't have that. You can. You read that Bible right there and not be doing God's will. Preacher, I don't, there's something wrong with you. You can sit down, you can go to your daily devotions, your daily readings, spend your time with the Lord, and I'll promise you, my friend, sometimes not be doing what the Lord have you to do. Amen. But you'll do that and say, There it is. There it is. I told you this morning, did you know that I cannot bring conviction on one of you? Not one of you. Not one of you, my friend, can I tell whether you're a fit subject for the kingdom of heaven or not. But the Lord can. In this scripture, it said the kingdom of heaven was likened unto 10 virgins. And those 5 wise, when the 5 foolish asked them for oil, they said, "Can't give you my oil, else we won't have enough for ourselves." It's an individual thing. Preacher, how do you know I need to be saved? I got news for you. You know it. You know it. I believe people really know where they stand between them and the Lord. If the Lord's ever dealt with you, I believe you know it. I really do. But the message this morning, the foolish, wise told the foolish to just go and buy for yourselves. What happened? What happened? While they is gone, you know what happened? The bridegroom came. You know what happened? The door was shut. Yes, sir. The door was shut. Don't wait. Don't put it off. It's 11 o'clock. It's time to get started. We need every one of you. This church, Mountain View Baptist Church, if you're a member, we need every one of you. Yes, we do. Preacher, what happened to them 5 foolish? Well, you do the math. The door was shut. I believe with all my heart in the days that Noah built that ark, that Noah probably knowed everything about that ark. But the scripture says when Noah entered the ark, being the 8th person, God shut to the door.
Amen.
Listen, folks, that door didn't come open. Not according to the word. That door didn't come open. Don't wait. It's 11 o'clock. It's time to get started. Come get a verse of a song. That's the message. That's the message. It might have been a little strange. God loves us. God wants the best for us. God gives the best to us. He has, and He always will. But when it comes down to this world, listen, folks. When it comes down to this world, He's left the church. He's left the church as the light. You're not going to get another light. No, sir. Not going to get another light. And your days are not measured like we measure days. Let us stand.